What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the Fifth Quarter Sports Show. I'm Jay, that's Chase, and I just have one word to describe today's show: fire. Today we're talking about Drew Brees' retirement, March Madness, and our special guest, former equipment manager for the University of Alabama, the one and only Chandler Crump, tells us some hilarious stories about Nick Saban. You don't want to miss it. Let's go.
All right, so first topic of the day, Drew Brees retiring. Big news. I actually think that was today. No, it was yesterday. I'd like to know y'all's guys' opinion on it. Mine, starting off, Hall of Famer, clearly. One of the greats, I think. I don't know when it's all said and done if he'll be top five. Truthfully, I don't know if he's top five right now. I think you have to make a bigger argument that he's not than he is. So I think that would make him top five. Dude's got almost all the records in the books. I think Tom Brady's about to pass him, though, sadly. But right now I know he's number one in passing yards. I think he's number one in TDs as well. And, like, the completion percentage was insane. Doesn't really hurt my feelings. I know it may not hurt yours, Jay, as a Falcons fan. Love him, right. Hall of Famer. But, hey, it's Tampa Bay's time, man.
It's been Tampa Bay's time.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, I guess you're right. But hey, if everyone else wants to leave too, it won't hurt my feelings. Just cakewalk through the division. I guess that's where I stand on it. I love Drew Brees too, man. But I think he has a lot of what ifs in his career, which is really weird coming from a potential top five ever. I don't know. What do you think about it?
Well, I would like to say I'm on the side of easily being a top five.
Easy. No easy. Debate.
I agree.
Easy. Because people break it down top five, and what they mostly look at is based off your resume of championships that you have won. Okay. Tom Brady is easily top best quarterback of all time. I don't think that's debatable among you guys, especially Chase. I know it's not debatable among you. But if you look at past, and now this has some bias. Forgive me for this, but as a Dolphins fan, you always look at a guy like Dan Marino, right? Dan Marino is probably the best, one of the best, if not the best quarterback to never win a Super Bowl. And if you look at his records and the work that he's done over his career, he will still go down, in my opinion, as probably one of the easier top 10 quarterbacks to ever play, but the guy never won a Super Bowl. Look at a guy like Drew Brees, who dominated with the Saints. All those records that you just talked about, playing in a competition in a field spanned over 20 years where the game had changed from a more run-centric kind of, you know, quarterback under center type play to a more spread out offense and able to adapt and look what he did even in his last 2 to 3 years where, what was it, last year, 2 years ago, where he got robbed by no call, you know, pass interference. Yeah. You know, if you look at – Yeah, exactly. You look
and then the year before that, the Vikings Hail Mary. So
yeah, exactly. With Diggs, I mean, you look at what he's done with his career. You know, the competition he had to face, all of his records. To me, it's an easy top five. Now, granted, he's on the latter half of the top five, but nevertheless, I think he's top five.
I mean, yeah, I guess I was too eager to say he's not. But my 1, 2, and 3 would be Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning. And, you know, even if you want to reorder that, I don't care. I know where I stand, where my opinions are. But that puts him at earliest, in my mind, at number four. And again, right now when he retires, sure, give him four, give him five. I don't care. But I think in the next 10 to 15, I don't think he'll still be there. Because you got guys like Aaron Rodgers. Certainly.
Mahomes.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes too. But I'm just talking about, man, top five. Yeah, okay. I guess he is. And I know I said earlier he had a lot of what ifs. And clearly the only what if, I guess, is, you know, if he had a defense earlier on, because dude obviously led the league many, many times in passing yards and was putting up insane numbers and points. Don't know how he doesn't have an MVP, but the main what-ifs that come to mind, and again, he may have not even won the games, but is the two recent, the loss in the playoffs against the Vikings on the miracle Hail Mary, and then the one against the Rams And that was to go to the Super Bowl, too. I think with the Vikings, he still would have had to have beat the Eagles. And, man, we were kind of robbed of two Drew Brees possible Super Bowl matchups versus Tom Brady. That would have been really, really nice to watch. Yeah. And also, even being a Tom Brady fan, you know, if, for instance, if the Saints would have beat the Vikings and then beat the Eagles and went to the Super Bowl and even beat the Patriots, I could have lived with that a lot. I could have lived with that way more and, like, just digested it, I guess, and not taken the loss as hard than when he lost to the Eagles. Because a backup quarterback, I just hate the Eagles, too. And then, you know, the Rams, you could make the argument that offense was on fire during that year. The Patriots didn't put up any points at all. Went against a great defense, but, you know, you
could make an argument. Pass interference.
Oh, yeah. Stevie Wonder was the ref.
Change the rules. Stevie
Wonder was the ref. Yeah. And then change the rule, and it didn't even do anything because they didn't
based off,
like,
one play.
Follow
if,
it up.
If yeah. one play can single-handedly change the rules for an entire league, I think that pretty much says all in and of itself how bad of a call it or missed call it was.
Absolutely. I mean, you straight up close-lined them, but the ball wasn't even close.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. But, you know, and I look at too, and I want to ask you guys, it just kind of brought to me, you said Aaron Rodgers, based off field of work right now, is Aaron Rodgers a better quarterback when it comes to when it's all said and done than Drew Brees?
You see, that's what I was thinking too, and I'll let Jay talk. I don't know, because I think to some degree you got to pass the eye test. I'll let Jay go. I just don't think either of them is clutch. And whether that's bad breaks or not, and on the biggest stages, which is the playoffs, I just don't – you can say they're snake bit, like Breeze. I just don't think they got it.
So here's kind of my thoughts on it. And I put those two in very similar categories. Like, if I had to take – it's like 1A and 1B with me. Not sure which one is which because they're so similar. And I think of, like, Peyton Manning when he was with the Colts, and he had – you know, Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. Aaron Rodgers has never had that. Now, he's had Devontae Adams these last couple of years. He had Greg Jennings earlier in his career. But, like, there's been plenty of times where his receivers, you know, Jordy Nelson's the best guy. And Jordy Nelson's great, but he's not going to go down as the top receiver of all time, you know. And I think the same thing with Drew Brees. Like, there's nobody that other than Michael Thomas, there's nobody that stood out to me as like, okay, this guy is leading the league. And so I think, like, if you put either one of those guys with like a Julio Jones or Randy Moss or, you know, a top receiver or multiple top receivers, like it's scary. I think how the records that they would have shattered.
Oh, yeah, easily. And I would like to say, now, you guys may not agree with this. You may think I'm a borderline lunatic for saying this, but in my opinion, Aaron Rodgers is probably the most gifted quarterback to ever play the game, ever. And I think he's more gifted than Tom Brady. He's more gifted than Drew Brees, easily. Phillip Rivers, guys like that, because if you look at the way he plays the game, his arm strength, his pure athleticism to get out of the pocket and make throws, he's one of the most purest, best, talented quarterbacks ever. Now, granted, if you look at what the Green Bay Packers have done in their drafts, they haven't helped the guy out at all, at all. You draft a guy, a quarterback, last year, when your only real, like, legitimate weapon on the outside is a guy who's been there, and he's in his prime, right, Devontae? I mean, he's a good receiver, but Aaron Rodgers needs help out there, and he can only do so much. He makes these great plays, but he has to, right? And to me, he's one of the best talented quarterbacks to ever play the game, and I think if you put a guy like Aaron Rodgers on the Patriots when Tom Brady played, it's honestly kind of scary to think about.
Oh, yeah, nasty.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I would have agreed that he was the most talented if it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes. And that could be recency bias. Like, well, I mean, we could look back a few years from now and be like, oh, no, Pat Mahomes was just hot at that point in time. You know, nobody still is as talented as Aaron Rodgers over their whole career when it comes down to it. But I definitely think, in my opinion, I would put Pat Mahomes as the most talented ever. I'd go ahead and do it. And I would put Aaron Rodgers as second. 1A, 1B even. I don't care. That's just me. My personal thoughts.
Yeah, I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers first.
Really?
Yeah, because just body of work. I mean, I think that counts for something. If Patrick Mahomes puts together the same amount of years Aaron Rodgers put together as being that level, then, yeah, of course, I'm going to give it to him. But it takes more than, 4 years in the NFL for me to goat you, I guess.
I agree.
For that example, I think you use Michael Vick. Look at Michael Vick when he first started in the league. If people were probably saying this guy's going to go down as one of the best to ever do it, based on his performance, his arm strength, his running ability, and then look what happened to him, right? I mean,
right.
I think you gotta expand over the course of a career to really gauge. Because I've always said I think it's unfair to name the best when they're still playing, with an exception Tom Brady. Right. Because in my opinion, Tom Brady wasn't even the best to ever do it when they played in the Super Bowl against the Falcons. But I looked at my roommate who's a Falcons fan. I said, look, if Tom Brady is able to come back and win this Super Bowl, in my opinion, I think that solidifies him as the best to ever do it.
Heck of a night.
Does anybody want to talk about anything else?
Heck of a night. We can do a whole show on that. And I am okay with it.
Like anything I'm okay else. With it.
Well, hey, if you want to, I can talk about it.
I want to talk about Chandler. Like, I want to find his story.
No, he ain't got
champion. I barely
He's a champion.
One.
Champion.
I can say I'm a champion, but I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of got screwed because – and I know that sounds just like it's such a privileged thing to say as an Alabama fan, but I was there at the wrong times, man. I was there for 3 years as an equipment manager. We lost in Tampa against Clemson. Right. Pick play, by the way.
Oh, that was illegal. That was illegal.
I just want to throw that out there. No big deal. So pick play lost, right? So right. My second year, I had a borderline heart attack with an overtime game against Georgia, second 26, right, won the national championship.
Move on from that one as well.
Yeah, sorry about that. we can definitely kind of go into depth, Chase. We'll talk about that later. But and
he's coming after you, Jay. I like it. This is my favorite guest.
Hey, it's nothing personal, it's just the body of work.
It is. It's all facts. So,
that's right. Facts. There's thousands of languages, buddy, and I speak facts only. but and my last season, we just got absolutely torched by Clemson in the national championship. So only won one national championship, but won two SECs, and just, honestly, so happy I was able to be a part of it and got to see all the players and practices up close. And, I always say, I always loved going to Alabama games, and I went to, I think, 40-something odd games in a row over the course of 3 years. Wow. So. It was awesome. Got to see a lot of cool stuff, man. Got a lot of cool stories from it. And something I will always like to talk about.
I'll say this, and then I would like to get on the main topic, which Drew Brees messed up, which is March Madness. But I will say this, Chandler, and I guess this will be our topic, kind of getting off of football. I did notice Nick Saban was actually looking for you when he was looking for quarterbacks to put in during that last Clemson run. He put in Hurts. I think he meant to put you in. It was just a mistake. Can we clear the air on that?
We can. It's a common mistake there. What happens is as equipment manager, you have many jobs.
Yeah.
I think what happens is that guy named Jalen Hurts, that some people may or may not know, I think what he actually did was overthrew a ball. Yeah, I never heard of him. He overthrew it. Yeah. I had to go get it and throw it back. And I think coach saw the ability there, just the pure raw strength. And I was definitely in the discussion at the end of the day to get the nod. But it's something I can always dream about, what could have been, Blake Barnett.
Worried about your mobility.
Well, mobility, and Mac Jones, you watch one game with Mac Jones and ESPN, they hone on the fact, dude, they don't have any mobility. Right. Yeah. But I mean, let's not forget about, we just talked about Tom Brady and Drew Brees, who mind you, aren't.
No, Tom Brady's a statue. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Yeah. So, right. It is what it is. I'll always live with the, not really regret, but just the unknown,
You got hosed. I'll say it right here and there. But this is it.
I saw you play. Like I did. I was there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Like, I was impressed. It was a game y'all got killed by Clemson, which just so happens to be my second best team. So, like, I'm a Clemson fan, too. Well, now I am, anyway, since y'all are double-teaming me. And, and so, yeah, go Tigers.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever. Man, he played great, though. I saw it. So, I don't care what anybody says. I'm a fan.
I'm a Tom Brady fan. I'm still on a high. Can't knock me off. But okay, guys, this right here, this is it.
No, I'm not.
This is the main thing. Yeah, good job. You just retired. March Madness, baby. This is what I have been waiting a year for, 2 years? 2 years, because COVID took it from me.
Yeah.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Come on.
I love it. I watch every game. I'm probably going to call in sick to work. Sorry, Jay. I don't really care because it is March Madness. That's
come on.
But the thing is, guys, who do we got winning it? Chandler, without a doubt. I think everybody that's listening and everybody here and everybody that has ears knows who you're picking to win it all. And that would be
Duke, Coach, baby. Obviously. The fighting Coach K's, man. COVID.
COVID's just,
you can't
beat
it. COVID's undefeated.
Listen, they didn't even want to be in it. That's how many times they've won it. Like, that's my team, and they were bored with this stupid tournament. So they were like, we're not going to participate this year.
I mean, I'm not going to say that Nate Oates absolutely buried Coach K at the start of the season and just pretty much put them in the coffin.
He let him win.
But he did. And then, you know,
Coach K's bored.
Well, you know, that's
like,
fine.
You know what? We're going to not make the tournament this year. And so, you know, a setback sets you up for a greater comeback.
Well, Nick Saban, look at his success. I don't think he's become bored anytime lately.
No, I was going to say, I think Tom Brady likes to win. Coach K, Coach K may be a little different if he's trying out losing. It's not that fun.
Could be close to that retirement. Don't want to throw that out there. But, you know, I mean, the Duke Blue Devils, they're not in it. I'll tell you a team that is, just happens to be the second seed. And that is the Alabama Crimson Tide. And look, you know, I'm very passionate about this. Chase knows this. I had a podcast last year that was full of passion when it comes to Alabama basketball.
Should start it back, baby.
And I would. And this is maybe a precursor. But look, win the SEC tournament, you win the SEC regular season, you go 16-2 in conference play, right? You have an argument that you are top four team in the bracket right now. Right. And I get you have Michigan, Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois, and that's great. But guess what? It's March Madness. Things happen. People are going to lose. And I think I've got some bold picks for you, Chase. And Jay, for March Madness, you know, some dark horses. And I've got an actually quite interesting play out of how I think the tournament's going to go.
Really?
Obviously in Alabama's favor.
Word on me, baby. Let me hear.
So here I'm just going to kind of go with a dark horse here. And I got two. I got two dark horses that I really legitimately think can make a serious upset. One is Georgetown, you know, with Patrick Ewing, the great Patrick Ewing. And you got to look at the body of work, man, not based on the season, but based in the last 2 weeks. Look at what they've done, you know, clinch their ticket, punch their ticket to the tournament. You know, and you look at a guy, Javion Blair, right? One of their top players, averaging 15.8 points per game. If he carries that over in the tournament, they're in the region with Illinois. Now, granted, they'll play Loyola, you know, the first round, and we all know what they did.
I got them kind of going deep.
Well, it's hard not to based on what they did a couple years ago. But, man, I'm telling you, they're going to play tough, and I think they're going to play in Illinois. I'm just saying look out. I'm not just going to say Illinois is going to lose, but I'm saying it's going to be a close game, and I think they're going to get their money's worth, man. I really do. And based off what they've been doing, I think they beat Creighton. They beat Villanova, and those are two solid teams in the tournament right now. And if they could continue this, I'm just saying look out. You know, I don't want to make any bold predictions, but it could be something serious. I don't know what you guys think about Georgetown, but based off what they've been doing, who knows?
I've got them upsetting, but just losing to Florida State in the second. Golly, my pick, and I want to be exciting, but how do you go against Gonzaga that is just beating – they're beating everybody like a drum. Anybody can get it at any point in time.
That's my pick. That's what I think.
And they're killing it. Okay, I'll go somebody else. Golly, who do I want? Who do I want? Oh, I kind of want
to go with
Horace.
I know who you want. I know who you want.
You've already went Bama. I just – man, you – who do I
while want? You're thinking, like, did anybody see that Patrick Ewing got denied access to Madison Square Garden?
The most Knicks thing ever. That's weird. Like,
whoever did that is fired for sure.
His name's in the rafters. How do you,
like, do you not see my name? Like, you see, like, my name hanging right
my
there?
Jersey, yeah, literally hanging in the rafters. Like,
yeah, that's like, I mean, that's like Michael Jordan, like, not being allowed to come in Chicago and not, yes, knowing who you are. Like, come on. Like, right, you're a legend. I don't, yes, care who you, what you do now. You can be a janitor, or you can be selling hot dogs on the side of the street. If you're Patrick Ewing, you deserve to go wherever you want to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, ridiculous. But so security guard, I do think he's pretty good. Oh, he's done. Yeah, he's done, coach. He's done. Chase, what do you think about Georgia Tech, man? Jay, you as well. I'm
Georgia Tech. I don't know. I have them losing in every bracket I've made, and believe me, I have
ACC
made
champions
a lot. I just, you know, who, let me find their first round matchup, because I'm looking at the bracket right now.
They beat
you
Florida
know what?
State.
They're playing Loyola Chicago. I think Loyola Chicago.
See, that's what I mean. I got them mixed up with Georgetown. But going back to Georgetown being in the Michigan.
You talking about Georgetown or Georgia Tech?
No, I'm talking about, I mixed it up earlier where I thought Georgetown was playing Loyola, but it's actually Georgia Tech.
Yeah, no, Loyola still wins.
But Georgia Tech, man, look, they beat Florida State, and a lot of people have Florida State going to Final Four beating Alabama. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huge. Now, they got lucky because of COVID, you know, a couple of teams had to drop out. But, right, you know, I'm just saying, that's two teams, I'm telling you, we're going to revisit this next week. You guys can look and call me crazy, but I'm telling you, I think Georgetown and Georgia Tech will make it to the round of 32.
I'll be honest with you. I don't remember renewing your contract for another podcast.
No, I'm not saying that. Coming, well,
you
back.
You said,
coach,
you were coming back.
I'm saying you can mention
that
name.
It. Don't even worry
Did
about
you?
It.
Oh, that's cool with me. All right, you know what? I'll go my pick. They're not a dark horse, but nobody's really talking about them. They're a 3-seed. Hook 'em, baby. I'm going Texas. That's what I want to see happen.
No.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not mad at that pick.
Just hook 'em horns.
I am. I'm mad
now,
at that.
You know
I'm
what storyline? You know what storyline I would really like, Chandler? And I know why you are upset with it, because I went against Bama, but I would actually really like this storyline. Bama, the 2-seed, playing another 2-seed in the championship, and that would be Ohio State, a rematch of the Natty, the football. I mean, what do you think about that? I'd like that.
Well, I would like that. And here's the reason why I'd like that. Because – if you look at Ohio State, what they've done, they beat Michigan. Who cares? Whatever. Big Ten, they all beat each other. Whatever. I don't care about them. The thing is, you said Texas and you like them.
Yeah, hook them.
I hate that. And the reason I hate that is because look what Alabama's doing. Look at the pace they're playing, the shots they're making. Okay, people argument, okay, you win games. Only thing Alabama does is win games off three. Well, that just tells me you haven't watched Alabama play, because when we played Tennessee and down by 15, we made seven threes. Seven. Chase, Jay, we could have gone out there and made seven threes, but we dominate in the paint. We get rebounds. We get boards. And we got there and win. We draw fouls. And here's the thing about Texas. You know, I watched them play the other night in the Big 12 championship, and they're very good on the defensive end. But the style they play isn't a spread out as much like what Alabama does. Alabama, we obviously spread the floor out, drive it down low, and kick it out for a three. And I think if we're hot, we beat Texas.
Well, I mean,
we beat Michigan. And get this, don't call me crazy, but if we play hot, we can beat Gonzaga too. That's the thing. Now, granted, that's going to take a little bit of divine intervention for shooting well. But honestly, I don't hate Texas. I don't hate that call. But I just think if Bama plays hot, man, that East region, it'll be ours.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the one thing I agree with you, but also it's kind of like, okay, yeah, if Alabama's hitting threes, they're not going to be beat. But that's any team. If any team just goes out there and is filling it, you know.
But not any team has a top four defense in the country.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I haven't watched Texas at all. I just hook them. Horns, I kind of like it. And I'll be honest with you, I got Michigan losing in the second round to LSU.
LSU?
Yeah, LSU. Really?
Yeah.
I like right Michigan, there with you, man. I'm a Juwan Howard fan.
Well, I like him, but they're
a heck of a coach. Same with Texas. I like Shaka Smart, too. I think wherever he goes, he just wins.
Isn't Michigan's best player out, if I'm not mistaken? Or I know they have a key player.
Out.
Yeah, and he won't be there for – the first
he could be out for the first probably three.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, Fab Five, you just got to make sure that you know, they don't get mad. Michigan doesn't get mad at anybody, because they'll end up trying to fight them.
Like I don't hate that. I really don't. But, I would like to see a scrappy game. Let's put them.
But then again, I've never seen Michigan win a fight in every anything, so I think we're okay there.
Well, I will say this: Tom Brady did beat Alabama in the Orange Bowl. Comeback kid. Yeah.
Well, we're also talking about Tom Brady, so you're not hey. Can we
just
back
Michigan?
On,
we're just talking about Michigan. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can we hold back on college basketball there, Chase?
I just got a way to bring him up.
I just daydreaming.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
I think that's Chase's godfather, but
yes, no doubt. I wish,
but no, really, you know, just kind of looking at the bracket, man, I think it's going to be a great tournament. And what I think what we can all agree on is we have a tournament, man. And I think that's the biggest thing.
Yes.
I mean, if you think about last year and just the pure disappointment,
I was
that
depressed.
We didn't have it. You know, I think we all just got to hope that, you know, and I come as big as they are when it comes to Alabama fans, but what I want, man, is for every team in there to be healthy, not get any positive cases,
and
be able to play the tournament through.
To have fun.
Well,
we want everybody to have
I don't want everybody to have fun. I want Iona to not have fun, and any other team that we played to not have fun.
I can promise you won't be back next week. Yeah.
Rick Pitino's their coach. They might have more fun than they do. But
that's true.
But you know, I think it's going to be a good tournament, man. And I'm hoping that we can get some upsets. Hopefully not that 2 and 15 seed in the East. But I hope we can get some good upsets, and I think we've got some coming. And I don't call me crazy here, man, but I think one seed will be upset, and I think it will be Michigan. I think Michigan will be upset in the East. I think LSU will upset them in the first round.
Yeah.
Second round.
Second. Yeah,
32. Yeah, yeah. No,
well, I'm
no,
glad 30, you brought that 30, up because I was going to ask, what are your sleepers? And man, I honestly feel bad for Michigan. You're a one seed. They're a good team. You go to the tournament. You're missing. I don't know if he's their best player. I know he's a top player. And you, dude, I think LSU is a nasty 8 seed.
They're
hot, dude. I think they could go deep, like Final Four run.
Well, they have three of the top offensive scorers in the nation at any given point. I mean, you look at Trenton Watford. You know that trader from Mountain Brook that scored 30 points against us. Guy down low was an absolute beast. I think they can make a run, and they're kind of a scary team based off what they did against us on Sunday in the championship game. You know, I think they're a scary team, but I think they caught, like you said, I think they're definitely the best 8 seed, and I think they're one of the best mid to upper seeds in the tournament. Easy.
I agree.
And I think they got a lucky draw with Michigan, because they can easily beat Michigan, especially with what you're talking about, Michigan not having their best player. They can make a little run. Now, granted, I don't think they'll get to the Elite Eight, but they can definitely make a run. And, you know, what I can do is I can just kind of tell you my, I'll go Final Four and champion. And this is the honest truth. I'm not going to, you know, I'll take bias out of it. This is who I really think will end up being in the Final Four. And, you know, from the West, obviously Gonzaga. I mean, I think that's easy, you know. And I'll go over to the South. This is kind of a tough one, man, because you got Baylor, which I think Baylor's a very vulnerable team. I watched them play West Virginia. Yeah, I watched them play West Virginia, and they just absolutely dominated. Now the score is a little bit closer, but man, Baylor did not look that great. And that's in a region with a hot team called Arkansas.
Oh, I have them too, baby. I have them too.
I'm telling you, man, Arkansas, they can make some noise. I'm telling you, they beat us like a drum in the regular season, the last game.
They're good.
They are very good.
And they were hot right before the tournament, I believe.
I agree.
Like, won 12 in a row and then just lost in the
they
SEC.
They won 12 in a row. Yeah, the LSU.
The LSU. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, out of the South, man, I think Ohio State, Arkansas, and Baylor are your top three teams. But I think ultimately to get to the Final Four, I'm probably just going to still stick. You know what? No, I'm not. I'm going to swap it up.
We're feeling it right now.
I'm going to go a little live change here. I'm going to go Ohio State. Ohio State's going to prevail, man. I think Ohio State they beat Michigan. It's the Big Ten, dude. They all beat each other up.
Right.
And Ohio State has proven that they can beat teams in the Big Ten. And I think they're going to make it to the Final Four. So that's my live prediction on the South, coach.
Wow.
I think Ohio State's going to make it in the Final Four.
Yeah.
So then I'll kind of move over to the Midwest here. Midwest is something to watch, coach. I think this is the, I'm going to call this one the upset city region.
Really? See, I think
I am.
Oh, I think it's weak. I think it's weak.
Well, and that's why I partially think that it can be an upset region, because if you look at from top down, from Illinois down, I'm not going to count one team out of this region that I think can seriously make it to the Final Four. Who do you think that is? There's one team in there that I'm looking at with a player that will for sure be a top, one of the top picks in the NBA.
Oh, Oklahoma State.
And yeah. Cade Cunningham.
I think he's the first pick right now. Yeah. I mean, dude's a stud, but the team scored.
But you look at West Virginia, they beat Baylor, mm-hmm. right? You look at Houston, a good two seed who is in a relatively weak region.
I think they're overrated.
Yeah. But you look at Tennessee. Tennessee is a pretty decent team if they get things going. And Illinois. But, you know, honestly, I really do think kind of going down to it, I think West Virginia will make a little run. And, Coach, I got them going to the Final Four. I got West Virginia really? Going to the Final Four out of the Midwest.
Wow. See, I got San Diego State beating them.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw what they can do, man.
I'll tell you this. I got San Diego State making it to the Elite Eight.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. And then they run into that buzzsaw known as Illinois, which is so weird because it's Illinois. So
right, no, but they're legit.
It's like, they are. I agree. But talking about them, it's like, I don't know. You've never been really. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Who are you worried about playing in the tournament? Illinois.
Yeah, that's not something you just say on a constant basis, Coach.
No, it's not.
But I don't know, and I do have West Virginia make to the Final Four. So obviously, you know, we're going to move over to the East, biased or not. This is the honest truth. You know, I do have LSU beating Michigan in the second round.
I agree.
I do have Alabama. I think Alabama makes it to the Elite Eight, where they will eventually run into a team with a former coach named Tom Herman, where they did an okay, cool, hook 'em type thing there. But
big fan. I'm a very big fan.
I'm a big fan, too, at that, Coach. But I do think that Alabama, as hot as they're playing, as good as they are on defense, being top three in the country on defensive efficiency, as good as we are, keeping the pace, the up pace of the game, I think Alabama makes it to the Final Four. So if you look at it, you know, I've got – Gonzaga, obviously. I've got Ohio State, West Virginia, and Alabama. And this is kind of where I have to bite a bullet and go with my mind and not my heart.
You're doing it. Wow, I didn't think you would.
I've got Gonzaga, and I've got Ohio State in the national championship. Oh, if Gonzaga ended up taking it all.
I think Gonzaga would drill them. It's just tough. I don't know, man. Do you see anyone beating them? Any upset? I mean, I know early, I don't think they'll get upset. I don't think any of the teams they really play are that good. Like, I think they'll play Oklahoma in the round of 32.
There's two legitimate chances I think they can lose. I think Iowa, if they continue to make it there, I think Iowa is a shot with Luka Garza, one of the most, you know, prolific players in the country easily right now.
I agree.
But then, honestly, man, if you look at it, Oklahoma and Missouri, those are two teams that you look at on the front, on the cover, and you're like, that's not very good teams. But let's look at Missouri a few weeks ago, back when they were the hottest team in the SEC before Arkansas, and it takes in March Madness, you can't just look at the season. This is a whole new season. This is a whole new season with stakes on the line. If they're able to play kind of what they played during the season for that stretch they had, you know, I'm not saying they're good enough to beat a Gonzaga, but I'm saying that they can put up some fight to at least make it interesting.
If you're a betting man, would you take the field versus Gonzaga?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
I think I would too.
I mean, Gonzaga, they're undefeated, but
they got to be the massive favorites.
But they are. But if you take any team out of the Big Ten and put it in their conference, I mean, are they undefeated too? I mean, you got to think about it. You put Gonzaga in the Big Ten.
They've played good teams.
But if you put Gonzaga in the Big Ten or in the SEC, we'll just say the Big Ten for argument's sake.
They run the SEC. Don't say that.
No, they do. They do. But we'll put them in the Big Ten. Are they undefeated right now?
Yeah.
No, I disagree, man.
Really?
I disagree. Huge.
I just think they're stout, man. I really think they're a very good team.
No, I agree with Chandler. I don't think they're undefeated at all. I think they're still great, but when you get beat up every night or every time you play, you're playing somebody very worthy. That changes things.
Who do you think is going to win? Are you still going with the Gonzaga? Was that your pick?
Yeah. Kind of like what you said earlier. I don't think there's anybody that's going to upset them. Now there's always that chance, and we've seen plenty of historical games like what seems like not that long ago, maybe 5 years ago, Kentucky got upset by Wisconsin, and I did not see that coming.
Yeah. Yeah, you were right.
So, that's – you just never know. But I'm not going to pick against them, that's for sure, because they're too strong.
No, and part of me, I want to root hard for Alabama, and I'm going to, but, like, it's almost like, we're Alabama.
But we're different. But we're so much different, though.
I know, but when I'm making my bracket, if I had to choose one, I'm not going to choose them to win it all, because it's like – I think I'm going with my heart. And not my head.
Well, I did. My first bracket, Alabama's the national champion, obviously.
100%. I made, they won it all. Destroyed easily. Everybody. Yeah.
That's no questions. So let me ask you this, and this is just kind of off the top of my head. Who do you guys have as the coach of the year? I think this is a hot topic for me especially, but within college basketball, you can just pick the team that you think, if you don't know their name, but who do you just think deserves, based off body work, everything from the past, deserves to be the coach of the year?
When do they give it out?
I believe it should be coming up this week, I think. Maybe.
Man,
I'll tell you this. In the finalists right now, you've got what's his name? Let's see.
Gonzaga's head coach?
Scott Drew with Baylor. Mark Few, Gonzaga. I think Nate Oates is in there at Alabama. Do you think Mark Few is just an easy slide? You think he's an easy win?
I don't think you can go wrong. I'm not upset with either one. Really?
Yeah.
I'm not upset with either one of those.
Yeah, I disagree.
Why?
I disagree. I just think that when you do Coach of the Year, I think it's a cop-out to just say, there's an undefeated team. Let's pick the guy that coached them. Mm-hmm. I think that's just an easy way of doing it. And when I look at Coach of the Year, I look at what you had maybe even the previous year and what you were able to turn that into. Because if you want to talk about coaching, right, you guys are very familiar with coaching. You pretty much live that life. If you look at coaching, you got to look more in depth of how you're able to turn a program around,
right?
How you're able to get players to buy into what you're telling them, to what you're trying to provide. And ultimately, even if it's not the best year you may have, if you can produce better than the year before and bring something to the table, like maybe a conference championship or a second in the conference, maybe even a tournament appearance, I think that should be in the conversation, right? Because I think it's more impressive to get a team who struggled the previous year and you got 5, 6, 7, 10 more wins the next year and came second or first in your conference. I think that's more impressive than just going undefeated, in my opinion.
I agree, but I just think the way Gonzaga has been playing, they are undefeated, and I don't want to use that as a cop-out, but they've got some really good wins against some really good teams. I just don't see how you can't get – they beat Iowa by 11, Kansas by 12. I think that's your 2 and 3 seed right there. Virginia by 23. I also think Virginia's very overrated. I think they lose –
very –
the first slow game pace, against Iowa.
Slow
it's
offense.
Awful, dude. I hope they lose the first game because I just hate watching them. They beat BYU 3 times, which, again, BYU, but they're a 6 seed, so they can play. I also think BYU is a little bit better than most people think. I could see them kind of making a run. And then they also beat West Virginia, which is another 3 seed. They just have really good quality wins.
They do.
And you're undefeated. You're the favorite to win. I don't think you can go wrong, man. I really don't.
Did I probe you guys with that question to say Nate Oates? I may have.
I don't really think you're that biased, though. Are you a Bama
no
fan?
Bias.
No, I would say Nate Oates, and I'm not an Alabama fan.
Oh, you're right. Converting. This is the beginning.
No, he's not converting. He speaks facts. He understands.
He's converting. No. I'm here for you, baby. Not You're happening. Converting. It's okay.
I will never.
Just let it. No, let it.
I will never. I respect, no, the, fact look, I respect the fact that both of you guys are Alabama fans. Chase, I think you're an idiot for choosing the Patriots.
I'm a Bucs fan. I'm a Tom Brady fan right now.
Exactly. Like, you guys are from Alabama, so I'm all for it. Like, I love that, you know, because that's why I'm a Georgia fan. I'm from Georgia. But the Patriots, nah, bro. So we don't get to talk about them no more.
You know what's beautiful? Rent-free, baby. I didn't have to bring him up, and he's already in the back of your mind.
I said Patriots.
My feet are propped up right now, Jay. I'm in your head.
I didn't say that guy's name.
My condo in your head, where I live rent free, is on a beach. Even
play for the Patriots,
and it's sunny right now.
You know what I think is hilarious?
Enjoying
the Patriots to draft a quarterback and then give him number 12.
I'm just enjoying my beach trip.
I think that would be the funniest thing ever.
I wish Cam Newton would wear it. He deserves it.
And then retire Cam Newton's number.
See, this right here is what I'm talking about.
He deserves number 12. He deserves rent number
free.
12.
Yes. Rent free.
Because he's both number one and number two.
And you're explaining it to everybody
Patriots
in the world.
Fans' hearts.
It's Cam and Cam time, baby. I am excited. If we're going to talk about Patriots, because I'll do it all day.
I thought we were talking
about basketball. And
no,
then
because
somebody...
I'm a Dolphins fan, and I'm tired of hearing about the Patriots.
Listen, though, Cam Newton did get paid, though. He played the system.
Oh, he got his coach.
I think he's good. First of all, get yours. There ain't no doubt about it.
No,
I don't care
for him. Do I think he's good? But no, I'm happy that he got paid.
He's not good. He's not good.
I got a nice breeze going on right now. The tide is coming in. Speaking of the tide, Chandler.
Yeah, speaking of the tide. but Chase, no, I think Jay's exactly right, man. If you look what Nate Oates has done, he don't have any of his recruits besides one, right? Josh Primo, he's got a few transfers in there, right? But his starting, his main guys, you got to transfer Jordan Bruner, but his main guys are, I don't even want to say it without gagging, but Avery Johnson's recruits. And look what he was able to do with those guys in his second year. Take one to win the tournament, win the season championship, a 2-seed in the NCAA tournament. I mean, come on. I mean, that deserves some credit in of itself. May not be Coach of the Year worthy. Definitely SEC Coach of the Year, which he has won. But it just deserves some – I think it deserves some national recognition, because at the end of the day, we're going to make a run. We're going to make it to the Final Four, and we could even beat Gonzaga and win the national championship. No big deal. But, you know, I don't know how it'll play out, but I think that's why they call it March Madness, Coach. I think that's why they call it.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think there's any teams that, like, you're for sure you think are going to be upset? Because mine is 100% Virginia. And we were just talking about the winner, and it made me think of what upsets. And you said, you know, it's March Madness. And I would truthfully love a lot of upsets. The ones that just scream upset to me is Virginia. I don't think Virginia is that good by any means. I don't know if you can call an 8-seed beating a 1-seed, but I know me and you've said this a lot. This
Michigan's a lock. They're a lock for an upset. They're a lock. That's a lock.
And I like Georgetown. I had them in my bracket, and we have not talked about it at all.
Yep.
I'm not big on Colorado.
No, I'm saying I think they're going to get upset by Georgetown. I think they're going to beat Colorado. Yeah,
I agree. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not big on Villanova. I got Winthrop beating them.
I don't hate that.
Hear me out. And ironically enough, they're very close when you look at the bracket. Utah State plays Texas Tech. I could see Utah State beating them. But this is the one where it's like,
Matt, I was about to ask about Texas Tech.
This is the one I think it would be a big upset. I could see Colgate beating Arkansas, but it has to be a shootout, because I Colgate just scores. Like, there's no defense. That's all they do is just score. I don't even know that they go and play defense. I think they just kind of chill at half court.
They do. But they actually don't go past half court.
Yeah. But at the end of the game, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chandler or Jay, but typically the team with the most points does win.
Is that a John Madden quote?
Is it? Did I just quote somebody I didn't even know?
The most points scored, the team wins.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Didn't know. I just, The audience has to throw out
like random statistics, be like, you know, 70% of the time, the team with the most points at the end of the game wins. So,
well, I don't mean to name drop, but I'm going to be honest with you, Chandler. Chandler, I'll name drop this character because he's an idol of ours. That felt more like a Pat Ware quote to me than a John Madden.
That was
in my eyes, Pat Ware is a little bit bigger, but that's another story for me.
Bigger than John Madden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just got to know. I don't know, man. I will say this. I hate Clemson. I don't think Clemson wins. They're a 7 seed. I'm not a Clemson fan. I don't know why.
They're Tigers, baby.
Rutgers beats them. Rutgers is not a bad team.
Is that really how we're going?
Rutgers is the best 10 seed in the
tournament. I could see Rutgers beating Houston, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, Rutgers is the best 10 seed in the tournament, in my opinion, easy. I honestly may have Rutgers making it to the Sweet 16, and you can call me crazy. But I can see it happening based off who they'll play. Houston is not that impressive. Clemson, they're kind of trash. To be honest with you, I want to go back. You mentioned Texas Tech. Does Mac McClung come out there and just really dominate? Like,
see, I don't know, man. Pretty good.
Player. He's decent, coach. Not bad. He's got some talent behind him.
I would lock him up, but I'm just an athlete.
Florida upset. Yeah. Yeah. I think Florida's upset, coach. I think Virginia Tech beats Florida. Yeah.
Really? Virginia Tech? I could see Florida almost beating Ohio State and going to the Sweet 16.
And, you know, I just saw something. Late on me. This is the biggest team to worry about that's a dark horse. This is a team that I feel – can really ruin some dreams in the bracket. And they come out of a state that just so happens to be a 1 seed is also in. And that's Michigan State. I think Michigan State can make some noise.
Okay. Wow.
That's like Tom Izzo.
No, I like
Tom Izzo. How are you going to count out a guy like Tom Izzo? I mean, the guy proves that he can win games.
All the time.
They're in the hardest conference in college basketball, and they still make it in the tournament.
Every year.
That says something in and of itself. History repeats itself. History doesn't lie. And they may be, with Kansas, the most reoccurring teams in the NCAA tournament. And that's not by chance. Because, look, I don't care what conference you're in and who you play and how good they are. If you can be a team that makes it to the tournament each and every year in a conference that just beats each other up all year,
right?
You've got a chance to beat anybody on any given day. And guess what? That's what March Madness is. If you can beat somebody on that day at that time at that gym, that's what matters. And I really do think Michigan State can do that. We're not talking about a season. We're not talking about a series. We're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about one game at a time. And I think each game, they can make some noise. I'm telling you, I'm just saying, look out for it.
Well, do you know? Well, first of all, don't they still have to beat UCLA? And I'm not saying UCLA is anything special, but you got to win that game to get in. And unfortunately for them, do you know who they would play in the first round?
It's
BYU.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying, based off where they're at in the tournament right now. I mean, obviously they're the biggest dark horse if they do happen to win some games, just based off their need to win to ultimately get in there. But I'm just saying, I really do think that Michigan State beats UCLA. I think they make a little bit of run. I don't think they make it to like the Elite Eight or anything. But I'm just saying. I think there's somebody to look out for. And as an Alabama fan in the East, they would be of somewhat concern.
I disagree. I think BYU is a really good 6 seed. I'd argue probably one of the – probably the best 6 seed in the tournament. Because, again, 3 of their losses was to Gonzaga. So, I mean, they've played good teams. They kind of – I just don't – I think they can make a run. I
don't know, coach. That's the fun part about this, though, is the fact that we can look at these seedings and have arguments for every single team. And that's what makes it so fun because, like I said, we talked about Loyola, you know, a few years ago. What were they, a 14, 15 seed? And they made it to the Sweet 16? No, they made it to the Final Four, did they not?
I think they were a 10 seed or an 11 seed when they did that. Oh, okay. They make runs all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think any given time, and I mean, Michigan State, 11 seed, hello, they could do that. But I'm just saying, I think that it's fun to see these teams and these seedings. And, you know, thank God that this is the week it starts, because I am fired up Thursday, yes. Friday, Saturday. Look, I'm not going to name drop anybody.
Don't call me. Don't text me. This is it.
There's a wedding. There's a wedding I'm invited to on Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa. Look, I'll send my card. I'll send my gift. I'll send you a bottle of champagne. But look, I have priorities. All right. You're married for life. All right.
Yeah. This There's another weekend. We'll be.
This is a month. Right. I get 1 month of this. Maybe.
No. You're telling me they scheduled a wedding on March Madness the first week.
Yeah.
When we haven't had one in 2 years.
That's correct.
Man, if I just, you know, I hope.
Selfish. That's what it is.
Wow, that's selfish. Yeah, you need. I don't know who this is, but they're selfish. I just think you need to explain to them.
It could be my brother, and I just look him in the face and say, "I'm sorry."
And then had the nerve to invite you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Like, why? Come on. Yeah. Now I look like the bad guy when I'm doing nothing wrong at all.
It could have been my wedding, and I wouldn't have been there.
Like,
100%. It'd have been a little Zoom.
Babe, look, I'm sorry.
Had a FaceTime wedding.
So is that the what I'm trying to think of my wording? What's the deepest seed you got making a run, if that makes sense? So, like, do you think Michigan State, an 11 seed, makes a deep run, or
it's higher any, than that, coach?
Any?
Yeah, I like I've Liberty. Got somebody above it. I like Liberty. I was about to say
Let's
Liberty.
Go, I've, Flames.
Were you about to say Liberty? Please.
No, for me, Oklahoma State's too good. I think they're way too good to get past them. Cade Cunningham is just a beast. I mean, I don't think they make that run. But I'll tell you what, there is one team that kind of catches my eye that I have said already, and then I do think can make a run. And the high seed I would go to is 12, and that's Georgetown.
Yeah.
I mean, I think based off who they're playing, their matchups and everything, now granted, they'll have to get past Florida State, but, you know, Georgia Tech,
has already play beat them. LSU.
Yeah, but LSU's a vulnerable team, right? They get hot, and that's great, but they also get very cold, and they become a very vulnerable team. So I'm just saying in that region, the East region, I think Georgetown, if they play their cards right and they catch it on a perfect day, they're the highest seed that I think can make a little run. I really do. I based off all the other seeds, I mean, obviously I mentioned Michigan State as 11 seed, but I think Georgetown and Michigan State are two of the higher seeds that I think will make a legitimate chance to make a run.
I mean, I don't hate that. You know what I'm worried about? I really think I could see LSU going deep and winning it all. And this is completely
you're
like
saying this.
Out of it. I was just seeing that they play Alabama in the Elite Eight. And I think it's really hard to beat a team multiple times, multiple.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's whatever. But I'm sitting here saying all my secrets. And Chase, we're in a bracket together. We're in a group together for our brackets, and I'm sitting here just letting all my secrets out. So I might have to change a few. But what I meant by Georgetown, Michigan State, I actually meant Colgate and you know, school out in the country somewhere. So,
yeah, the team playing Gonzaga.
I have them. Beating them in a close buzzer beater.
They win. So. They're the Natty. They win it in mine.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but you know what's crazy though. I mean, great minds think alike, and we've had a lot of the same things.
We do.
And I have made like 20 brackets too, because it's fun. I love it, so I don't really know which one I've entered. So,
and there's just a chance for a perfect to get that Millie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna win it.
Get it?
I'll say it.
Duke wins, baby.
If I win the million, I'll take y'all with me wherever y'all want to go.
All right, let's do it.
All right, that could be a good way to wrap up the show, because I know we've been rambling for a little while, and truthfully, you've just brought to my attention. Well, I have a question
for Chandler real quick. I want to know, during your time at Alabama as equipment manager, what's your favorite Nick Saban story?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, coach.
I will say this,
Probably go with
– Hold on. In your defense, Chandler, Jay doesn't know you that well. He showed a little disrespect right there. He didn't mention national – champion manager. That's what you are. Equipment manager.
No, and starting wide receiver and four-string quarterback.
Yeah.
That is correct. Jack of all trades, to be honest with you, coach. I'm just here for the team. But honestly, I have two. One's short, One's a little shorter. So one is, and it was actually, I believe it was on like ESPN where they got mic'd up and everything. And Coach, he has worn the same shoes for like a billion years. Uh-huh. And they were starting to tear. And so Nike sent us some new shoes for Coach to try out. Obviously, he's not a big fan of that. So we go out there and we're practicing. And so I'm always inside with my radio in case somebody needs something. I run it out there. I get a radio call and they're like, "Hey Chandler, it's coach, he's wearing his new shoes. He wants his old pair." I said, "All right." So I run upstairs, I run in his office, I get his old shoes. I run down there. "There you go, Coach." He said, "What is this?" I said, It's your shoes." He goes, No, these aren't my shoes. Go get the right shoes." I'm thinking, well, you don't have any other shoes. So obviously you run back up there and you act like you're getting another pair and you bring back the same pair. That's kind of how that works. And so bring back, and guess what? I had the same shoes. "All right, appreciate it, man." I'm thinking, okay, that's odd. So same exact day, Jay, same exact day, he has that straw hat he wears. And we give it to him, and he's out there coaching with the straw hat. He's mad, dude. He is so mad. And he gets on our guy, Kyle, who walks around him step for step at practice. And Kyle gets on the radio, "Hey, Chandler, we need another straw hat." So we have like eight just sitting in the equipment room, just ready. I mean, you would think this guy's the president or something.
Right.
Well, so I grab one of the eight straw hats. Well, yeah. I mean, he kind of is, I guess. I mean, I've always said he could run as a Democrat in Alabama and win.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, that's on lock. Yeah, he's got it.
But yeah. So I go get a straw hat and bring it out there. And so he puts it on. This one don't fit. This ain't the right one. Thinking, well, one, they're all the same hat and they're all the same size, so whatever. Right. So I give it to him and I was like, "I'll go get another one." So the one he gave me, I have in my hand. I get in there and I'm talking to my boss. I said, "I don't know which one to get." He said, "Go take him the same one he wore when he walked out there." So guess what? Just Stop like it. The shoes, Stop I take the it. Same no, hat out there. He puts it on and he loves it. I'm thinking, this dude just wants to complain. He just wants to gripe about something. Like, it's unbelievable, dude.
Well, I'll tell you this.
That's one.
No, you go. I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
This is the best, dude.
No, this story is by far my best one. This story goes down as the most infamous day in equipment manager history.
Let's do it.
So we're playing at Texas A&M, and this, I believe, is my second year there. So we arrive in Texas on a Thursday morning. So whenever we play a away game, we set up the locker room on Thursday. So while we're setting up the locker room, they're doing the walkthrough in Tuscaloosa. So that way, if we forgot anything, there's some equipment managers still in Tuscaloosa in case we need them to get something. So we are setting up. I'm doing my thing. I'm putting out the jerseys and everything. And so, you know, you've seen LSU and stuff like that. They always tap that wind bar, you know, that's up above the door. Well, we have a portable one, right? A little small one. We put on a little stand, and when the players walk out, they tap it. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there setting up the projector for like halftime and all that kind of stuff. And my boss comes up to me and goes, "Hey, have you seen the wind bar?" I go, "No, I don't really have anything to do with it. I just, you know, that's never part of my responsibility. One of my checklist."
Right.
Because we can't find it. And, you know, he's kind of stressing out a little bit. So in my mind, well, okay, we're good, man. We've got equipment managers back there. They can grab it. So he calls another guy in Tuscaloosa. "Hey, will y'all mind grabbing that wind bar?" And he goes, "We just got on the airplane."
Oh, my gosh.
And so at that point, it's just straight freak out mode, right? Like, we don't know what to do.
You're all fired.
So – yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. No, my boss literally looked at me and said, "This could be my last weekend." It was oh, crazy. So we're going. It's game day, right? Uh-huh. So we're all busy. And part of my job on game day is to be the guy who hands out all the stuff to players. So there's sweatbands, you know, any pads they need, all that kind of stuff. So it's a mad rush. It's very stressful. It's crazy. I get all the players their stuff and I'm thinking, okay, we're good. And I actually have a picture on my phone that I will send to you guys of Coach Saban pacing right in front of me. I'm talking 10 feet right in front of me. And the wind bar is always by the door walking out to the field. Mm-hmm. And he's right by the door, dude, right by it. And so I'm thinking it's just a matter of time. He's pacing. He stops, looks at the door, looks at me and just starts walking right towards me. And I'm telling you right now, my heart was in my toes, dude. I'm sitting there thinking of like, it's like, what do I say? Like, what do I do? Do I breathe? Do I even say anything? Or do I just walk out and quit? Like, is that a good option?
Right.
So, you know, he's walking towards me. He gets to me. He goes, "Hey, man, where's the wind bar?" And so I go, in an instant, I'm talking in a split second, my mind goes, do I take this blame or do I give this blame?
Right.
I give the blame for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I go, "Coach, I think my boss may know." So he gets off my dude. Yeah. I'm telling you, he turns around and walks away. So I kind of peer and listen. Dude, it's nothing. "What do you mean we lost the wind bar?" Dude, it's crazy. So the state troopers that you always see right beside, you know, Saban, they're always friends of ours and talk to us. They come up with a genius idea. They go, "Hey, why don't we get athletic tape, wrap it up in a ball, and it'll look like the wind bar?" I said, "Perfect." So I go to the trainers, we wrap it up, and it looks honestly just like the wind bar.
Right.
So I grab a red Expo marker, and it is perfect and as neat as I can. I write "win." And I'll send y'all, I have a picture of that too. It's actually, I think it's in the Hall of Fame now. But we put that there by the door for the wind bar, right? Uh-huh. So we kind of got away with it where they're touching somewhat of a wind bar. And so at that point, the game starts, right? So when the game starts, we're thinking, okay, we're good on our end, right? Like, it's up to the players at this point.
Right.
So we're playing the game and physical game. Well, Jerron Payne comes on the sideline, dude's jersey's ripped, which is not a huge deal. I always carry a backup. You know, that happens. It's football.
Right, right.
So I go get his backup jersey. I slip it on him in the tent and everything, and he goes back out there and starts playing. It wasn't two possessions later, he comes back out there. That jersey ripped too.
No way.
All right. So get this. I always pack one backup jersey, and by rules of football, if your jersey gets to a point to where it rips enough to where you can't play in it, mm-hmm. that's deemed upon the official's discretion, then you're out of the game.
What?
So I'm thinking, what do I do? Like, my boss is like, "Do we have another one? Did you pack another one?" I'm like, "No. Like, I only pack one." So, dude, I'm telling you, to this day, it was divine intervention. I run in there, I open up the backup trunk, and there is a third Jerron Payne jersey.
Wow.
And I put it on him, and I don't know what happened. I don't know. I mean, I know that sounds almost like makeup, but it was
right.
Factual. It happened. We got through the game. We won, right? So at this point, we're thinking, we won. You know, screw this day. Worst day in equipment history. This is awful. All right. So do y'all remember Coach Saban using the term rat poison?
Yes.
If you go back and watch that that little press conference, you know, Alabama's a big sponsor school. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a black tarp behind Coach Saban and not AT&T signals. That's because the equipment manager forgot to bring the backdrop as well. So, and it just so happens that Coach Saban uses the biggest line of the year in a press conference, and there's zero sponsors behind him.
Oh, my gosh.
Needless to say, we got out of it. Nobody was fired. We got home with a win, and we definitely learned from it. And I guarantee you there was not a single thing forgotten for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's the best story ever, bro.
He just made you better, Chandler. He viewed you the same way he viewed the players.
Life lessons, Coach. I wake up every morning just ready to go because of what happened when he walked towards me. It's the scariest I've ever been in my life.
I would have.
I shook his hand one time and I was scared. So I
He also called me too slow one time. So that was fun. I had to take out cleats to Calvin Ridley that busted. And I'm talking about a dead sprint. Like, if you clock my 40, it's gotta be sub 5. And I got out there, got it switched, and he said, "You guys can't do anything. You're so slow." Like, whatever. My standards, you know, I'm not a 5-star equipment manager, right.
But
so I don't know.
Seen your arm yet?
Well, I wouldn't say you're not. That's true. You want an Addy?
That's true. I think that gives me a few stars, but it was a lot of fun, man. There's a lot more stories. Oh, at least a 3-star. But yeah, I mean, I got stories for days, man. Oh. It's awesome.
Well, man, you're welcome back anytime. I can't wait to hear more about the tournament next week, and I definitely want to hear more Nick Saban and Alabama stories.
Yeah, man, for sure. for sure. That's if Chase lets me speak ever again.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it is. That's the correct thing you should have said. It is my show. I am the star of it.
Are you?
Producer, are you? CEO, founder. I'm a very humble guy, too, but I am perfect.
I'm just glad a guy of your status picked me to be an honorary, honorary.
You were right. I picked you. You're blessed.
Am I the first guest? Am I the first guest of the show?
Yes, you are.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I appreciate that, guys. Man, that.
Man. Well, we had the. I figured a national champion as the first guest is just the way to go. I mean, roll tide. You know, I appreciate it, Chandler.
Yeah, man. Hey, Chase, can I be honest with you?
100%.
If I ever come back on this show again, I'm going to bring so much fire and energy again because you guys are fun to talk to, man. You bring the heat. I love it.
Well, we try. I was a little surprised you weren't going to heat up a little bit more, and it has helped me get out of my shell. Jay's probably like, man, I didn't know you could. I haven't really gotten fired up yet, you know, but it's just because I'm trying to survive. I'm surviving and advancing when it comes to school.
The time I smacked you in the debate, you got fired up.
Oh, did you really smack me? All right, Chandler. LeBron or MJ?
Well, it's a no-brainer.
LeBron or MJ, Chandler?
This is the hardest one for me, man.
Really? The hardest one?
So the fact that it's the hardest one means LeBron. Look, think about longevity.
I'll say this. I'll say
he didn't
this.
Listen, so he doesn't know.
For a long time, I've always said Michael Jordan.
Right.
But based on the competition of today and his ability to score at his age against the competition, to me, at the end of the day, I think LeBron James will end up being the greatest of all time.
Boom.
Jackpot.
Okay. And we'll end the show on that note. Thank y'all for listening, and we'll see you next week.